New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed a new law today that's supposed to streamline the process to increase affordable housing units across the state over the next few years. But don't hold your breath, say some lawmakers. They believe the law will make a complicated housing situation worse. WHYY's David Matthau explains.
The new law officially abolishes the Non-Functional Council on Affordable Housing, COA, and puts the Department of Community Affairs in charge of affordable housing. State Senator Troy Singleton, a primary sponsor of the legislation, says this will allow towns to be able to clearly determine their present and prospective fair housing obligations
and have a detailed, timely, and predictable sort of system that allows them to calculate that number and then better plan for the housing that is due to go in based on those calculations.
But Republican State Senator Declan O'Scanlan says the law could result in higher property taxes, and it could be one of the most negatively impactful pieces of legislation that's been passed in decades.
It mandates levels of affordable housing that many, many communities, particularly suburban ones, can't sustain. It is a dramatic overreach and could potentially negatively impact our communities and the whole way of life in New Jersey.
Supporters of the new law say it's a meaningful step in the right direction to address the state's affordable housing crisis. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.